The business model of the future is not in grand statements about what companies will do, says Tima Bansal, a professor at Ivy Business School in Canada who specializes in sustainability. It's about waste measurement and transparency. If someone measured the garbage I put out on the lawn, I'd behave differently. Bansal was mystified as to why Nespresso didn't provide more detailed public data, such as regional breakdowns, about how its capsules are recycled. With their competitive advantage, they could be a model of sustainability, leading the circular economy, she said. But once you lose your way, the competition makes it really scary. On top of the landfill problem, there are the environmental costs of producing aluminium in the first place. Mining a ton of aluminium can produce about 10 to 12 tons of waste, including 2 to 3 tons of toxic alkaline red mud. In an attempt to go slightly more green, Nespresso is now working with the commodities giant Rio Tinto to use only sustainable aluminium. You might remember Rio Tinto from such edifying corporate stories as accepting bribes in China, corruption allegations in Guinea, and the Norwegian government concluding that Tinto were directly involved in severe environmental damage through a mine in Indonesia. If a tie-in between an Anglo-Australian mining conglomerate with a history of scandals and a secretive Nestlé-owned coffee company doesn't calm the doubters, what will? Sustainability in coffee is complex. Lots of the carbon cost is in transport, so by some measures, the most efficient use of beans is instant coffee, where only a small amount of coffee is used per cup. But as that coffee tends to come from large farms growing cheaper beans, it can be a worse deal for farmers and encourage types of farming that have a bigger impact on the environment. One solution could be reusable pods, where fresh coffee can be loaded into an espresso-friendly capsule, but at a significant cost to convenience. Defenders of pods say that as well as using a smaller volume of coffee, they use less energy, as the machine only heats up the small amount of water needed for each serving. But until Nespresso pods can be included in household recycling, the figures on reuse are unlikely to improve. More eco-friendly competitors will continue to eat into Nespresso's market share.